Hey boys, so on a date tonight, we were talking about some of our favorite podcasts, and I was dumb enough to bring up the fact that I like this podcast called Your Kickstarter Sucks. And she asked me for some examples, like, oh, they talk about Kickstarters, what are some of them? And I listened to like maybe like 200 episodes of this show. I could not think of a single Kickstarter that you guys have ever talked about. I think you do like 6 ones an episode, right? Times 200 or something. I mean, I've listened to like, I think all of them. Nothing came to mind that I could recall. So I told her that you guys reviewed this one about somebody tied a broom to a Roomba, and I pretended that was really funny. But yeah, that's kind of the level I enjoy your show. So yeah, you know. Keep making them. It's a good time. Love you. Bye.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS. Hey everybody to YKS. Tell her that the next time you fucking talk to her. Well, the guy doesn't know how to intro his own show. Are you kidding me? What on earth? Jesus.
Can't remember a thing about the show. Hey, he's coming for our crown here.
No
trying
kidding.
To take over the hosting duties.
Look, if anybody's been asked, what do you do on your show more than us? I don't know who it is, but every time we fail to come up with a compelling answer. I think a lot of times what we do, this is so funny, but a lot of times we'll say stuff that actually was on the old blog before we'll come up with anything we've said on the show, right? We'll say like, oh, like smart wallets. Well, smart RFID wallets.
Yeah.
That's what we haven't done that maybe the entire time we've recorded the show. That's never come up once, but it's like that's the type of shit that's first on the tip of our tongue.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what made the show.
So stupid. Yeah. What is one? What is one you can think of? What's a Kickstarter we've done?
Oh boy. There was one
Just go back. Just go back. Like what did we do last week?
Well, there was one that I saw for a laser lawnmower.
No, okay. You're just looking at the document for today. I was actually cornered at the PU box place the other day by a guy who saw me on my own shirt. So obviously, I'm gonna stop. I will
Why
no
were you
longer
doing
be.
That?
I'm so glad they've discontinued the gray hoodie for whatever reason.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I was wearing, so I'll be burning that, and that's the last one in existence. But
I saw, you know what's so funny about that, the Beavis and Butthead thing? I've seen like 8 podcasts do it now.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, we ripped that off first. I think that territory was well tread, but.
Probably so. But it does feel a bit like, it does feel a bit like Nintendo releasing the, like the virtual console versions of the games, and you go look at it and you're like, wait, you just ripped this off from guys who ripped you off. What the fuck is wrong? What is wrong with you? Like getting mad on behalf of the people who ripped them off. But yeah, he cornered me and was like,
hey,
was,
what's going on? Who are you?
He's talking to me like he's the Witcher or something. And yeah. I'm like in front of a big black cauldron. He asked me for a quest, and I said, you look new, stranger, obviously not engaging with his response at all.
Classic NPC shit.
he said, that looks like you, and I was like, oh, yeah, it is, so that's why. It is me, so there's the explanation there. And then he, instead of going, huh, you're weird, and then walking away, which would have been so perfect for me, what he in fact said was, your Kickstarter sucks, huh? Kickstarters. Well, now I know about those on motorcycles. Are you a biker? He asked if you and I were bikers, and I said, yeah. Well, I was like, well, you know, not
we
anymore.
We have been on one. One of us has, I guess.
We've been on two motorcycles driving the same direction in sort of a black and white photograph, and you can see our butt cracks if you've ever seen that photo. But so that was really embarrassing. Yeah, but it was difficult to put in. He was like,
is he going to check it out or what?
I don't think so. I don't think that that wasn't what he, no, I don't think that's what he said. But also I was trying to come up with you know, a bad campaign as an explanation to him and why I felt compelled to explain it. I should have just said, I don't know. I don't have any change. I should have said anything to him to just end the conversation.
Just really give, assessing him real quick. It's about, there's one about these liberals who are just the most craziest.
Yeah, so that didn't go well. It is hard to I don't know. We don't know what the show is either. It's this. It's explaining that we don't know what it is. Basically, this is the number one thing we do on the show. Yeah. We pat ourselves on the back a lot as well for doing the bare minimum. So let's do that now, Mike. We made it through Miketober. It's over.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. It's over.
Best we did
time,
it
one time of the year when I'm happy. It's gone. Now it's back to the darkness.
God, I hope that's not true. I hope you're not happy ever. But I thought it was a rousing success. I had a lot of fun. You know, you introduced me and our fabulous guests to a wide range of movies, and I was really happy. It made me happy. Whether it made you happy or not, I can't say, but I enjoyed it a lot.
I think it did make me happy. I think it did, JF. It was a lot of fun. We watched a lot of great films, and we pulled it off, like you said, by the skin of our teeth.
I mean,
but we did it.
It's not, I don't think it's good how much work it felt like we were doing.
Yeah,
it,
you know, it's funny. A lot of the regular shows put in that much work on the reg.
Yeah.
And we were struggling.
Barely getting there. Dan, is this what like a production week of Blocked Party is like? I mean, getting the guest and like putting it together. Is it this hard for them to do?
You'd have to ask John. I don't involve myself in any of that.
I'm not talking to him.
Smart man. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't. I have as little to do with him as I possibly can. It doesn't seem good that like talking to someone you don't know that well. It should not be a Herculean task to accomplish that, and yet for whatever reason,
oh, it is. Yeah,
it really is.
Sucks.
Oh, I gotta watch a movie and talk to somebody I don't know. Oh, doubling over in the bathroom.
So do you ever go to the store, Paul?
I was nervous for that one. I had to go to sort of the index card I had of stuff you can ask anyone and talk to anyone about. You know,
do you still have the king hat?
Yeah, I don't think he ever says he has the king hat.
Couldn't think of anything to say.
I know, it's tough. But it was a great episode. Everybody was a good sport. And you know what? I think we should do it again. I really do think we should do it again. Imagine not doing it. Imagine how fucked we'd be if we didn't do it again.
We didn't have an idea this month.
They would kill us. Everyone would line up and kill us if we didn't do it again. So we will definitely be doing that. But you mentioned store earlier, Mike. That reminded me.
Here we go.
I did actually go to the store this morning before school.
Oh, my God.
What?
You were helping them open up. You were facing the shelves and shit.
Hey, should this Mountain Dew be in front of the Diet Mountain Dew? That doesn't seem... Did we just forget how to do our jobs? I went to the secondary entrance, which I guess people who go to the store late know this. They close off that second entrance on the store, right? Just to make sure there's like one ingress egress. Is that basically why they do that?
Yeah, what they like to do is make it, they don't want to let you have anything, you know? They want to make it as inconvenient as possible. Yeah. Even if you're enjoying something like going to the store, they want to put, you know, something in your way.
I know.
To make you walk down to the other entrance.
And it's long because it's a big store. But I went over, I took my kids with me because we forgot to get for the birthday celebration that they do once a month for all the birthdays in that month, right? So I guess maybe it's like the last Friday of the month they do this, where it's like
your kids do
at the school in their classroom.
Oh yeah.
So like obviously we're not doing every single birthday in here. You just wait till the birthday celebration. It's actually really communist. And they put it all together at the very end. And
it's all of our birthdays.
What'd you get me? The teacher says, "Where's my present?" And so I did get her a present. I got them two giant bags of Pirate's Booty. Do you know what this is?
Pirate's Booty, popcorn, right?
Kinda, yeah. I think it's like puffed. It's like
is it?
Popcorn would be almost too good. This is like puffed corn snack, you know. Yeah. It's like cracklins for kids. But I walk into the thing. Second entrance closed, even though it's 7:30 in the morning or whatever. Seems like it should be open. Okay. I walk down to the first entrance. My kids the whole time, Daddy, why is it not open? Why is it? I don't know, baby. Hang on. It's okay. Just hold my hand. And we go in the first entrance, get the pirate booty. Pirate booty, do you have any idea what that fucking costs? I feel like let's talk about communists. I feel like the cost of goods is going nuts.
It's a supply chain, JF. They got the big boat in the Suez Canal, stopping everything up, I think.
That's where my pirate booty is.
That's the puff corn.
Yeah.
I remember puff corn from being like a small, poor child.
Yeah.
And that's like, it was like a, let's get some puff corn and some Mountain Dew and drink that.
Uh-huh.
And
eat that. They fucking.
Your teeth. I mean.
Yeah.
Just glued
it's glue
to your teeth instantly.
It's glue.
Picking it off with your.
Yeah.
So
that's right. It's what they put in dead animals when you want to put them on your shelf or whatever. It's not food. It's totally fucking heinous.
It's expanding foam.
It is. It's really bad. It's insulating. But what do you think? Like, what do you think a big bag of pirate's booty should cost? Just as a friend, knowing that, you know, you can get a bag of those good Santito's tortilla chips for what, $2.19? I mean, what do you think pirate's booty should cost?
Well, it's so good. It should cost. Right. $600 a bag, but I think it's probably more around what, $5, $6?
It's $6.50 a bag. What are we doing? What are we doing? Dropping $13 on pirate's booty for the fucking birthday celebration?
Yeah.
How old are you? Why don't I just get you the keys to a brand new Bentley Bentayga? Why don't I take that?
It's probably in the back entrance, which is also locked.
Oh, my God.
I have to come around and fucking...
Well, that's the thing. I fucking leave, and I before I leave, I go through the self-checkout like a boss, and I ask the person at the self-checkout stand, forced every day to watch as the robots, you know, slowly get even worse at their job.
They're getting closer to my station. Hey, we're just going to scoot you out of here real quick so this robot can get in.
But I asked her, I was like, hey, is that other door down there open? I tried to come in and it wasn't.
You're such a Karen, dude.
I wasn't
You're
trying.
A Karen,
no,
bro.
I just wanted to know because that's where I fucking parked and it was raining today. Oh. So I was like, I want to get closer to where I parked and not drag my kids through the rain. Because of course they insisted, like, we're just going right in. I don't need my jacket. Okay, whatever. So she's like, yeah, it should be open. So I walk down there, walk in front of the thing, doesn't open for me.
Oh, no.
But
she lied.
The lock says open, and I'm like, well, it says open, and it's not opening. So at this point, of course, the 12-pack of Coke Zero I bought for my wife falls out of my hand and then opens up all over the floor, can fucking rolling around.
Oh, no, dude.
I'm like, all right, grab that can, and then I just open the huge double doors. I just shove them open, and they just go, whoop, and then I go on. I get in my fucking car, and I look over there, still wide open, but that's not my problem
anymore.
Gang.
Good to know. Good shopping tip, Wayne. Those doors just push open, and nobody's usually down there.
They do.
Them.
You just shove them right open.
Hmm.
So yeah. something to think about.
In the less populated area of the store.
Yeah. Too. Interesting.
Seems like a.
But I feel like at night they put all the carts up next to the door too. Like you can't.
Yeah.
Like don't walk through the carts. Okay. Whatever. That's your thing. That's obvious. That means something to you. I don't live here, so I don't know. That doesn't mean anything to me. I've got plenty of other stuff going on. I don't have to think about this. $13 later. But I did this morning when I was looking at this, the Kickstarter we're going to do for today. Mike, did you see this new thing that came up on the homepage?
No.
Look at this new thing they've got now on the Kickstarter.com. Sorry to give away the web address. The Kickstarter.com homepage. It says, creative work shows us what's possible. Help fund it here. Then it has sort of like a, almost like a visitor counter used to be in the old days of blogs, Web 1.0. It's within the last day, how many projects have been funded? 80. How many backers? 28,273. And how much money has gone towards quote unquote creative work? 2,667,680. Within the last day, Mike.
It's a lot, buddy.
So you worry about from time to time, hey, what if Kickstarter goes down? What are we going to do next? Don't worry about it. They're doing $2 million a day.
Pumping money into this shit.
Can you believe that?
And God bless them for it. Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Please don't stop.
It would be a huge bummer if for some reason we had to stop giving you updates on an old Kickstarter like this one. Kind of raising the roof for
don't
myself.
Raise it. Don't raise
Nobody
it.
Else is doing it. I'm raising my own roof.
I'll do it a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Let's just get on there. Yeah, everybody's in on it. Yes, let's go. Okay. Oh, boy. The laser lawnmower. You remember this? It was just a few weeks ago, episode 219, way back in September. Before Miketober, we had no idea what the world might hold for us at that time. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. It's hard to think of a time before
I know.
Miketober, before sitting down and talking to PFT, the Doughboys,
yeah.
Nick Newsham, Kath Krieger, Hal Dotti.
Yep.
And someone else, maybe. Or that's it. I forget.
Boy, that person you left out is going to feel like absolute dog shit.
We were supposed to have Stefan on for something, and then we forgot about it last night. Last night in bed, I was like, oh, yeah, we were supposed to have Stefan on for that thing.
Oh, well.
Stupid. So stupid.
Little turd. I hate him. Let's give an update on Dan nodded for that. Way too enthusiastic nod from Dan.
Dan's update loading on his gun.
That's how Dan produces every episode. He's upside down, hanging from his ceiling, cleaning his gun with a blindfold on. The laser lawnmower, you remember this just a couple weeks ago. It had $3,500 when we talked about it. It ended with over $5,000, so good for them. But I did notice after we talked about it, I guess we gave everybody their talking points, right? We gave everyone their marching orders and said, go out there, destroy this fool with everything that we said.
Our army of trolls are at our beck and call.
I would actually be horrified if anyone who listened to the show ever went onto a Kickstarter page and said anything that we said to those people.
YKS sent me.
Yeah,
who's
please.
Who's here because of YKS?
Never do that.
Please do not do that.
Never do that.
Anything. Don't ever do that.
So the commenters on here, though, independent of our muddling.
Either
boy,
one's fine. Probably.
Time for a cocktail, Michael. I think your campaign would be... What?
So, 6 hours before the campaign failing to reach the goal, you canceled it.
He did cancel it.
Everybody's yelling in these comments.
Everybody's mad. I think your campaign would benefit from a more thorough explanation of the product itself rather than primarily the problem it's intended to solve. Okay, that's true. And then James, the creator, says, well, basically there's one to several lasers. This is a huge thing, I think.
One too many.
And this is how he explains it, where this is interesting. Once the grass comes into contact with the laser cuts the grass into several pieces. Oh.
Mm.
This is adjusted by the user on how fine the clippings they want. I don't know how you would do that. The clippings are then blown into a bagger where it is collected. And there are some people who don't bag their lawn, so this option can be turned off. Turned off is a weird way to put that. I posted related to some people fears of the grass catching fire. I've made modifications and have relayed them to my lawyer. Once he files the updated patent, then I will share with the public. So this lawyer is taking this guy for a ride. obviously.
Yeah, I can take care of all the paperwork and stuff.
Kind of like the lawyer we had draft up for our company. So you're gonna do a podcast about Kickstarters. Huh? Okay, name one Kickstarter.
I'll just need the payment up front if that's okay.
How about I couldn't help but notice that your risk sections didn't address the potential problem of using a laser to burn through flammable material like grass. So this is, he says, for the most part, grass is mostly made of water, so it shouldn't be a problem.
He does not say that.
He does. I swear to God, he says that. But he also says, if people are using the laser lawnmower on dry, dead grass, then it could pose a problem. But then you should ask, why are you cutting the grass in the first place since it's dead and dry? It's not growing, so there's no need to cut it.
Yeah.
Everyone that's true. Across America going, oh, yeah, if it's dry, you don't have to cut your grass.
Waiting till it rains to cut my grass.
So fucking stupid. Everybody taking this guy to task. What type of laser will you use? Also, this is a great one here from Jean-Philippe, which is, this is one we harped on in the episode. Where did you get these fake-ass numbers? About 70 people die from lawnmower accidents per year, most of them coming from the tractor type of lawnmower, something your product won't address at all. And accidents are around 35,000, not 550,000. Show me your sources. No answer
here. He follows up and says, look, knock it off. I'm trying to get some money here.
Yeah.
Bob, the super backer guy, is like going in on him though. He's like, yes. Bringing it. Don't be bringing his daughter in. He's like, your 4-year-old daughter is disappointed or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you thought what you're going to tell your daughter in 4 days when the project misses? What are you talking about, you psycho?
Yeah, don't go in here and make the guy with the laser lawnmower look like less of a psycho by comparison. Come on. That's not fair.
Jesus.
So let's see. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different things on here. The power source is a good thing. I don't think we talked about the power source, cause it would take a lot to generate a laser, I think. Right.
I don't know much about lasers.
What?
I got a what?
What? Why did I even hire you? So somebody does say, why did you cancel it 6 hours before? Dear qualified backer, that's the name of the backer. Weird. That's also weird. Please refer to the statistics of successful projects. Only 38% are successful. This will not deter our motivation on getting this to market with or without your help. You remind me of a heckler in a crowd. Now, qualified backer follows up and says, I have backed over 1,000 projects. I know about statistics. What? What are you doing?
Everybody in the comments crazier than the original guy.
What's happening? Let's see. There's some other stuff in here I wanted to touch on. Let's see. Last login from the creator was on the 22nd. Come on. You can't say 22th. You can't say 22th in the fucking thing. You have to be able to say 22nd. Okay. This is not a scam. If you don't like the project, don't donate. Furthermore, I work 60 plus hours a week. I'm not forcing anyone to back this project. Oh, also, I am a nurse by trade. Now, doesn't that make you feel good considering everything going on? This guy's a nurse.
I mean, considering everything that's been going on with nurses, I mean,
I know.
It seems like it's not that far off. Some of these nurses out there, Jesus Christ.
Very, very strange. Let's see. Calling consultants freelancers, even putting it in quotes and explaining this very common and simple term as if it was rocket science. That's true. He does go in on freelancers a lot. I don't know why. It's just a really weird... I mean, there's so much weird stuff about this campaign. But not just that, because it's also back. That's why we're covering it. It's back now. He has relaunched making a prototype for a laser lawnmower, developing a laser lawnmower prototype. We will take the journey from blank paper to functional/sophisticated prototype. And he's updated the video as well. Check this out. So he sprung for like the $30 graphics package here. You can kind of see.
Good.
A laser lawnmower created by James and Maria, owners of J&M Inventions, LLC. The laser lawnmower design is like your standard.
This is new, right? They didn't have this before.
Yeah, I don't think so. They have a nice 3D animation.
Yeah.
Which can cause objects.
Looking like a Redbox only movie from 2003. Yeah.
The laser lawnmower uses...
In fact, is that the guy from B-Movie?
I think it might be.
That's the same guy from B. That's Jerry Seinfeld's character. No, he's the B. That's the other guy. Contact with the laser. That's Putty. Isn't he the guy in that?
I don't know.
Cuts the grass. It will be sprayed
Dan knows.
With water. This will prevent any possible...
Oh, they added water jets.
Fire from the lasers cutting the grass.
For real?
And there are blowers on both sides of
the... Where does the water come from?
Clippings into the grass catcher. The laser lawnmower... More will be
retake that, bro.
On the market today, the laser lawnmower can be used commercially or residentially. Thank you for watching The Laser Lawnmower, created by J&M Inventions, LLC.
Oh, my God.
Thousands of people are...
And now this is the original one.
This? Okay.
I think. This was in the first video, right?
First, I don't remember.
I think they did this fucking nasty TikTok voice. I'm so tired of it. I can't hear this anymore. I don't want to hear TikTok voice anymore.
Yeah.
...is from people accidentally getting a body part under the lawnmower and having it cut off or injured.
Yeah, I know.
The third area is the catch-all of injuries. This is where you see burns.
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous, yeah.
The worst kind.
I hate those. Opinion.
All of these injuries and deaths cost millions of dollars each year in medical expenses.
God damn.
Keep in mind that is the direct cost of all of these injuries and deaths. We also must factor in the indirect cost of these accidents as well. Missed work.
Why?
Missed work.
But why would you?
The gas to get to work. It's expensive.
Whom family or get to. Killed by the laundry.
Whatever.
Isn't that funny? Whenever someone's trying to justify buying something, it's always like the gas.
Millions of dollars in property damage as well.
How much are you fucking driving around? Jesus Christ. I know it's weird coming from me, but Jesus.
Lawnmower to the laser lawnmower in relation to people who are injured and killed by lawnmowers. We will start off with the first wave of the spinning blades.
That's very long. It's eight and a half minutes long.
We're look, we can't and also, the re-
you can't
the
possibly watch the whole thing unless...
You know what? The nurse 3D character made a little bit of sense when she was talking about injuries, but now that it's explaining physics...
three times kinetic energy.
When she's talking about handguns, I don't think it makes sense anymore to have her on here.
...killed by those spinning blades. The laser lawnmower will end all those injuries and deaths because there are no spinning blades. Next,
that's smart.
Talk about the second wave of injuries. We must look at the two.
The CGI nurse. The push lawnmower sexy.
And the riding lawnmower.
Yeah, I was getting that as well.
Look at the push lawnmower.
Oh, I think I have a freaking priapism. Isn't that what they call it when you have a hard on?
From the current spinning blade.
I think I saw her in a CGI porno. The person
will suffer an injury 100% of the time.
What?
I think I saw her in a porno banner ad, CGI porno banner ad for something.
This will only be approximately a maximum of 1 inch wide.
Did you come in 30 seconds like it said you would when you watched it or played it? What is it? Are you supposed to, are you playing those games or watching the video? What? I don't get it.
I don't know. You can't, I bet you can't come, or is it, I bet you can't come? I think we've talked about this before. I bet you can't, or I bet you will.
Because first
are they trying to make you do it?
You ain't going to make my ass come if I don't want to come. I'm in charge.
Good luck getting a hold of me.
Making me come. I don't think so. Back off. Back off. I'm packing. Step away from my cock. Step away from my cock.
Step away from my cock.
I don't want to hear the TikTok voice anymore. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Worst part of that is like scrolling through it. You ever scroll through the Instagram, you know, and you'll see some videos that are like, oh, that looks cool. Guy making a little recipe or something like that.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you what the recipe is because it's a video that's stolen from some other page.
Right.
And it's got like some fucking awful slowed down pop music in the back of it and a fucking a voiceover that's like, my boyfriend loved this. And it's like a fucking... It's like an old villager guy like making some bread or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If my dog ever did this to me, I would go crazy. Awful, shut up.
Awful.
I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear any of this stuff.
I mean, that's what it all is now.
That's what it all is now. Yeah. You know, whatever happened to creep shots? You know, can we please, can we go back? Seriously.
Can we get back to taking pictures of people at Walmart?
Yes. Yes.
When stuff made sense.
That's what I'm talking about. Look at this guy. He looks like a fucking freak.
He's poor.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's away.
All right. Well, so he's back, gang. And the reason he's back, he says, we originally started the project with a target of over $400,000. However, we had some freelancers. So he's back on the freelancers thing. We had some freelancers whom were interested in the project. We decided to go with these freelancers / consultants to have the prototype built. Since we are going with these independent people, our goal has dropped and we wanted to share it with the public. We are able to drop our funding goal and still get everything done. So that is always a super good sign when you say, I have this extremely expensive idea, and then a couple of freelancers come to you and say, we can actually do this for a lot cheaper. Don't change anything.
Okay.
He did say in one of those other comments that he had taken it to a prototype company. So he took this stupid ass drawing of a laser lawnmower to like a manufacturer.
He laughed him out of the building.
They were like, sure, man, $400,000. We will build you a laser lawnmower prototype. And he's like, whoa, that's cool. He says, we can't answer the question about what company that is interested in the invention, naturally. Will the laser lawnmower catch the grass on fire? And again, he's got the 70 to 85% water. There is no fear of it catching fire, so that's good. We have added several water jets, which will spray water onto the clippings to prevent any possibility of catching fire. This is an option, which can be turned off by the user. So
that's stupid.
There's no need to have the jets if you have wet grass.
Everything's already on fire.
I know.
Just exacerbating.
Okay, how about this, smart guy? Is the laser lawnmower really safe? What if I get cut by the laser lawnmower? Well, it's important to note that if a person were to get their foot or fingers under the lawnmower deck, it would be cut off no matter if it was the metal blade or a laser.
Yeah,
so
that thing's gone anyway. So
yeah, no big difference. From a medical standpoint, he says point, but he means standpoint, it would be easier to attach a severed finger, toe, or hand or other body part when it was cut off by a laser. A laser will make a straight, clean cut, which a medical surgeon will be able to attach much easier. So, kind of cool.
There's actually benefits to cutting your
hand
off.
Plus, there's no infection possibility because of the intense heat. So, it's like his longest answer is, it's good to get your hand cut off by a lawnmower.
That's cool.
Wow, he really does. He answers it in like,
graphs and diagrams and stuff.
He answers it for so long that he switches from doing lettered to numbers.
He has illustrated the danger areas underneath the lawnmower deck.
Yeah.
Which is a big red disc.
Oh, man.
He's right.
The danger area is smaller. I guess you got to give it up for that. Here we go. Oh, he addressed the statistics issue. For those wondering about the real number of injuries from lawnmowers, here are the facts from the government website of CPSC.gov and the American Hospital Association, AHA.org. Here is the link to the NEISS data highlights for calendar year 2019. Okay, doesn't say anything. On page 3 of the report, it reported 77,000 injuries from lawnmowers. Oh my God!
There's so much info here.
Is that what he just did? Okay, can I tell you what he did?
What did he do?
This guy is stupid as fuck. Also, he does say no need for gas, so you hit that right on the head as far as how it saves you money. You don't have to pay any money for gas. This is what I cannot believe he did this. So he says, the report stated the following. The 2019 NEISS estimates have been produced from a sample of 96 hospitals, and that is an estimate of injuries from only 96 hospitals. So 77,000, it said, is the estimate from 96 hospitals. Since this report only took a sample of 96 hospitals, we must look at how many hospitals there are in the United States. As of 2021, there are over 6,000 hospitals in the U.S. So now we have to divide 6,090 by 96. That equals 63. Why would you do that? How would you divide it by 96?
What is he?
Oh, to see what percentage of hospitals. Okay, he's trying to figure out what percentage of hospitals that study represents in the U.S.
Mm.
Okay, so then you have to multiply. He says then you have to multiply the reported lawnmower injuries of 77,000
by 63. Why would you lay out the math like this?
That gives us an estimate of 4.866 million injuries from lawnmowers every year. This is, I would say, a flawed metric for determining lawnmower injuries.
This is not something you want to lead with. Maybe not one of your bullet points.
Well, he does have about, I think, 200 bullet points in this. So yeah, it's going to come up somewhere. What an absolute dumbass this guy is. Holy shit. Let's get him on the pod. How do you get a lawnmower? Well, you can't. Not even for $3,000. So there's no way to get it. You can just get a bunch of keychains and shit like that. Saying I supported the guy who wants to cut off your hand with a laser. And he's got $3,397 of 280,000, the new goal, 9 backers.
Yeah. 23 not gonna make it.
No, I don't think he's gonna make it. Well. Anyways, that's the update on that crazy guy. Why don't we take a quick break, Mike, for some ads? We'll be back with more YKS right after this. Sponsored sponsoring this week's episode of YKS, Mike, we got our friends at NordVPN. You've heard about this, right? I've been telling you about NordVPN, right?
JF, you absolutely won't shut up about NordVPN. It's getting quite annoying.
Mike, have you gotten my letters? Have you gotten my letters about NordVPN? I send about 3 letters a day. I have a lot of free time, and I always make sure to tell Mike, you got to try out our friends at NordVPN. And they all come back, return to sender. Return to sender. Well, now, what could that mean? Isn't that interesting?
I don't know that guy. Don't send me his.
Boy, writing letters fell off. That's because we're all on the computer nowadays, gang. And when it comes to the computer, there's a lot of stuff you got to keep your eye out for. Now, me, when it comes to me, I personally like accessing content from all over the world, okay? I changed my virtual location with just one click, and this is 100% true, okay? I live in the U.S. You know this about me. I'm sort of a rah, rah, rah American patriot kind of guy. You know this.
Put a boot in your ass. See the American way. That's Jesse.
But with NordVPN, all of the websites I go to for my various content needs, they have no idea that I bleed red, white, and blue. They think I could be coming from anywhere. All the countries on Earth, you know?
Who is this
truly
fella? Wow. Hi, it's just me. I'm a French feller. I'm a French feller.
That's true, Mike. Really, using NordVPN to disguise your location is not unlike the holiday of Halloween coming up soon. We put a mask on and we really hide who we are. Isn't that kind of cool?
That's right. I'm from Thailand. Born and raised here. How y'all doing?
That really is the way it is. Look, you can watch Peaky Blinders early on UK streaming services. Now that's cool. Peaky Blinders. One time I sat down, and this is true. I think I said this on the show. One time I sat down in the barber chair and I heard the guy next to me say, "Can you give me the haircut from Peaky Blinders?" And she was like, "I guess." So, hope it's going well for that guy. I don't know. That was a couple
That's
years
so
ago.
That's so cool. He was wearing the drive jacket when he stood up.
Oh, boy. And if I'm outside the U.S., I still have access to all U.S. streaming services. I'll never miss my favorite show ever again. My favorite show is YKS. Yours might be on TV. I don't know what to tell you. Geo restrictions are now no longer an issue because you can change your remote location with one click. It is super easy to use. That is the God's honest truth. I use it all the time now.
I could use it, so you know how easy it is, gang.
I actually do not think you could use it. I think it is probably, it's extremely easy, but still probably too complicated for you to figure out. But a lot of other people will get some use out of it. Sports, great use for this, if you ask me, gang. Here, you want to try it out for yourself? Highly recommend that you do. Because they've got a Cyber Month deal going on right now. How are you going to get the Cyber Month deal? Oh, how do I get it? How do I get it? Do I have to answer a crazy riddle from a Sphinx? No. It's actually much simpler than that. Hell, even Mike could do it. You just go to NordVPN. Just kidding, he couldn't. Go to NordVPN.com/YKS or use code YKS to get up to 73% off your NordVPN plan. Plus, a bonus gift, gang. That's code YKS. At NordVPN.com/YKS. Check it out from wherever you are. Also sponsoring this week's episode, Mike, we've got HelloFresh. HelloFresh. That's how I say it. Mike, the holidays can be hectic. Boy, I feel like every day is hectic. Don't you?
Yeah.
You're just sitting there. Shut up. You're just sitting there. You don't have anything going on.
I'm doing stuff.
No, you're not. You're sitting there shuffling cards. What are you doing? Okay, you said it was hectic. What was hectic the other day?
I was just having a manic Monday, as I call it. And I was rushing around and doing all of the stuff.
You're turning my stomach to hear you talk like that. You don't mean it. Okay. HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes and ingredients that cut out grocery shopping. I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. Cut out grocery shopping? Why would you want to do that? Well, because it also limits your meal prep time so you can spend more of the festive season with friends and family. Now, Mike, if you ask me, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm, JF. That's right.
Oh, it sounded like you had more than that. Okay. I thought maybe you would say, I love spending time with my family. My family's number one. I thought you were going to say family kicks butt. Okay.
As fall transitions to winter, gang, there's nothing better than cozying up with a comforting home-cooked meal. Recipes like chicken ramen and shoyu style broth and turkey ragu gnocchi make it a no-brainer to skip on paying for takeout.
Yeah, that's right. And plus, you said gnocchi, right? Which you got to give Mike extra points
that's what's
for
up.
That.
I heard it on a show. Now I know how to pronounce it.
That really is the best way to learn how to pronounce stuff. That's why we are pronouncing words for you during this ad. Hope you enjoyed that bonus feature of this HelloFresh ad, gang. You want to try it out for yourself? I bet you do. You can pronounce basically any words you put your mind to over at HelloFresh. Check it out for yourself. HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14 and use code YourKickstarterSucks14 for up to 14 free meals and three free gifts. You kidding me? That's a whole lot of gifts just in time for the holidays, gang. That's right. Organize yourself with these simple ingredients that even Mike can pronounce. HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14. Code YourKickstarterSucks14.
Six pack.
All right, Mike, it's time for the six pack. We got six Kickstarters here. What do you say you started off?
Okay, I got one called the Pupsule. It's the world's only 11-in-1 solution to clean up dog poop. I'm still on the 10-in-1. I thought that was the apex of where we were going to go with this. But they came out with an 11-in-1. Now I feel like a fool, JF.
Well, you paid the early adopter tax, I guess, huh?
they added one more solution.
Oh no!
It's just a bullet.
Pupsule. It is. Yeah.
Unpoop your dog walks forever. Pupsule. It's this fucking thing that you grab the poop with, JF. You seen this?
He called the shit poop. Yeah. I'd like to see it in action though. First, can I play the video?
Yeah.
Okay, first,
kind of dog shitting.
Dog shitting, good.
I don't know if the video... There it goes.
There it goes.
So it's a claw thing.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Here we go again. Smelly poop bags, stinky hands, and long walks for a trash bin. Ah, you got some on your fingers? Yuck.
Not really, no.
CDC says 14% of Americans...
Here's the science.
...from poop worms...
Poop worms.
Not anymore. Meet Pupsule, your extra hand to handle your dog's poop. Simply pick up the poop, carry its smell and leak-free, and toss it away later. It's that easy. Just pull the bag, cover the claws, and boom! The poop is inside. Pupsule with no poopy problems to worry about.
The poop is inside.
No more bulky pooper scoopers. No more carrying around that stinky bag full of poop.
Ah, why are you that guy? He looks like an idiot.
He's holding it open. Close the bag.
Pupsule comes with a built-in bag dispenser. It always stays clean.
Uh-huh.
Claws ensure 360.
Well, if it always stays clean, why doesn't my hand stay clean? I thought the whole thing was your hand doesn't stay clean.
For the perfect grip. What if your dog's having a poopy day?
What?
Can handle multiple poops at a time.
Don't say that.
And it works on every surface.
What if my... He has a poopy day every day. That's all he does. Sand. He doesn't go to work.
The secure lid keeps it smell and leak-proof. Pupsule...
Wait, did the lid go over the raw poop, or does it get sucked in before that?
Well, it gets sucked back up in, but and then you put the cap on.
Well, there's going to be a bunch of shit on the bag then.
Kickstarter backers.
Yeah, but you just toss the bag away.
Yeah, but then the bag gets on the other side of the thing.
Many different...
Bro, I'm not putting this around my neck.
Yeah. One of the illustrations they do is like carrying like something. It's like a regular fucking pooper bag thing. It's like you don't want to touch a regular poop bag or carry it on you. And then they show like two or three of the images is like people running with it and stuff.
Yeah, this is like your new best friend is your little fucking poop bag. I'm not hanging out with this. What is wrong with you? This is really fucking weird. I guess I'm not totally opposed to the idea of like, well, what if we reinvented the pooper scooper? Because it's true. I mean, it sucks to do, and they're not very good. And you don't. I mean, the feeling of a turd in your hand when you're fucking walking. I mean, it sucks.
Nothing like it.
Oh. But for the demonstration, they use fake poops. So no wonder you're comfortable like letting it suck up into the poop scoop and then closing it up with the lid that you then put around. Of course, you used a little rubber turd. You didn't use a fucking stinky, like, kibbles and bits diarrhea that pasted all over the fucking grass, which is dry, by the way. This is just, I mean, this is so unrealistic. This is so nasty. The first time you use a pooper scooper, it gets shit on it.
Yeah, but so what it is
God,
you extend the thing, and then you pull a bag out of the middle of it, and you put the bag over the claw hands in right. like a like you're putting a condom on your penis.
Right, exactly like that. Yeah,
exactly like that. And then you pick up the poop, and then you put the cap on, and I guess it retracts or whatever.
Yeah, but it's this, since it's the same action as using your hand. If you can't do it without getting your hand dirty, you're not going to be able to do it. Without yeah, getting
what happens if you miscalculate, you know, and slice off half of the turd, and then you got to go back and pick up some more of it or whatever? I don't know. I just think it has a lot of moving parts also, and it's like, what if it breaks? It's going to get nasty.
You're going to get poop some dog juice. Poop on it. You're going to get poop juice in there, yeah. And then you're squirting it everywhere. Always stays clean. I fucking doubt it, dude. I don't know about that. Always stays clean. Guess what?
We can order one. Because it got funded. So
no, it didn't. Come on.
1,614 backers pledged $126,000 to help bring this project to life.
Oh my God. That's insane. $59 for one of these fucking things. $59 for one large up. So a retail price is going to be $100. That's too much. No. $100. You want $100? I don't think so, man. You know what $100 will get you these days? Probably like three bags of Pirate's Booty. There is no way I'm parting with that kind of cash to pick up some shit.
And it's also like, what if your dog is huge and shit? They say it like works for like a Great Dane or something like that, but I don't know about it. You're gonna be picking up a Great Dane turd. That thing's gonna be picking you up. That thing's gonna be tossing you in the trash.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm just not. If this is what you have to do to pick up shit, I don't want to do it. I'll just leave it in Mike's yard. I don't need to pick it up.
That's who's been doing that.
Coming over to your house with a fucking truck full of turds. I do once a month for our mailbag episode, gang. Check it out. Squeeze Louise tier. YKS Premium Patreon. Mike, what do we got next here? Looks like it's the Lucky Bot. Oh, boy. Just in time for St. Patty's Day. It's the Lucky Bot, an affordable food extruder for FDM 3D printer. Extend the usage of your FDM 3D printer. Turn your 3D printer into a food printer with an affordable price. Now, what is an FDM 3D printer? Don't know.
Not sure.
Not sure what that is. Maybe you guys know what it is. Maybe you have one. I don't know.
You know what it is, Dan?
Nope.
Dan doesn't know. Deposition modeling, JF, like I was saying. It falls under the material extrusion category of 3D printing technology. In an FDM printer, the filament is pushed into the hot extruder. So the filament is heated first and then deposited through the nozzle onto like a build platform in a layer by layer process to form the complete project.
Sounds stupid. This
bot is a food.
This is Lucky Bot though, which is a little bit different.
For FDM 3D printers.
This is just an attachment for the thing you were talking about, I believe.
Yeah.
So now you can do a Stegosaurus out of white chocolate.
Make your 3D print process.
Or you can do a fucking sandwich. Look at that. What was that?
Whoa.
5 minutes only. Simple disassembly.
Here we are with the fucking TikTok voice again. Don't need this.
Yeah.
One door. Easy to operate. Food grade PP for two. Food grade ABS.
Don't say food grade PP. Don't say that.
Stainless silver nozzle. Unique intelligent algorithm. Create your ideas into reality with chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Compatible with
anything else?
Ingredients.
Oh.
A new way for 3D.
You can put a little heart on your sandwich. Isn't that cool?
Major brand.
How is that even? That shouldn't be allowed to be in the commercial.
Maximum operation temperature.
You should not be allowed to, in your commercial for your 3D food printer, draw a heart on a piece of bread white and hand bread. It to a kid.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Mom. This is the best lunch ever. I'm so glad we have the $5,000 3D printer on the kitchen counter.
Your dad just printed it off.
Look at this. Oh, I can finally put a fucking half-pound white chocolate teddy bear inside my drink of mango juice? What the hell was that?
This is so bizarre, dude. And he's putting another piece of bread.
Look at that.
Oh, that's so stupid. They're just doing like little designs on top of bread. And that's they're eating just the bread. What the hell's going on?
It looked like they made it as part of a...
He's eating a piece of bread.
It looked like it was made of like jelly, like strawberry jelly on top of a tomato sandwich. And then they took the top off and just ate the jelly part.
This campaign was made by an algorithm, I think, Jesse. I don't think this is real.
This is so weird. This is so weird.
They're getting smarter.
So the kid is having like a full-on panna cotta dessert for some reason. And
oh my God, what an absolutely shitty looking stegosaurus.
Thanks, Mom.
Made out of white chocolate on top of it.
I was playing with a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Triceratops, but yeah, I guess the Stegosaurus is cool too. And don't say be more for you.
What the hell is that?
I was talking. So I called Walmart the other day. Can't recommend that. because I wanted to get my booster shot, right? And so I was like, well, when I did the online scheduling, it asks you what shot you already had. And I want to catch them all. I want to go Pokemon style on my shot. I want to get a different one than the one I already had. Is that okay? And the guy was like, yeah, I totally understand what you're talking about. I'll take care of it. And basically you can do whatever. But he had to go through the full script of everything that you have to say as a Walmart customer service professional in a call center, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he helped me out and it was fine. But probably three or four times on the 1 minute phone call during which it took him 10 seconds to answer my extremely simple query. I think he said that many times, thank you for making it Walmart.
No, dude.
I'm like,
are they making them say that now?
Bro, I didn't make it. Well, I did not make it Walmart. If you were doing that when I called, that's fine, but I didn't do that. Don't put that on me.
Thank you for making it Walmart today. Is that like making it 100 or doing 100 or keeping it 100?
I don't know what it is. It doesn't make any sense.
I saw some like tweet or something about Starbucks, you know, about how they're making their they're making their employees do all this outrageous shit. Make the customer feel like, you know, it's like the guidelines or whatever for customer service, the expectations or whatever. And it's so insane.
If Starbucks said thank you for making it Starbucks today, that would honestly make more sense than thank you for making. Because it's like, well, I guess I did. Like, I came in here, but I just called Walmart on the phone. I didn't make it Walmart.
Some fucking person was like, you know what? What if we need to remind the customer of the brand during every call?
Yeah.
So make sure you're saying, keep it Walmart today or whatever.
You don't have to say that to me when I'm trying to get my Fauci reprogramming shot. You know?
I called the number. I don't need to be reminded of the brand in the call.
I don't. I wasn't calling for worms. Walmart proprietary products. I was calling so I can get my fucking Biden bucks in my arms. I don't need.
Yeah.
Walmart don't have nothing to do with this shit. You know, you're just the guy. You're just the guy with the cool fridge. You're just the guy with the fridge that can go down to the coldest fridge in town. Hey, did all the gas stations have to take down the signage when the fucking vaccine rolled out?
Coldest beer in town.
Yeah, coldest beer in town.
They're putting beer in the vaccine fridge. And now we have the coldest beer in town. Time to close up shop.
Nice beer cave. Does it fucking go down to negative 100 degrees Celsius? Is your beer cave so dangerous we can't roll it out to like six other continents? Is that how good your beer cave is? You fucking piece of shit.
We just got a shipment of more beer. We need to get these fucking vaccines out of here. Put these in the back.
Oh my God, the mountains turn cold in like half a second. Holy shit. That's the dream right there. LuckyBot, impress your stupid kids. $279 gets you the Super Early Bird Package 2, which is two of the LuckyBots, which if you've got two stupid kids, I guess that's great. You get the Z-axis extension plate, six boxes of food-specific printing material tubes. My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
And boom, the poop is inside.
Oh boy, the poop is inside. $37,235 of a $5,000 goal, approximately 223 backers in 28 days ago. 200 people have bought this. I don't yeah,
That's stupid.
3D printing guys up there with crypto coin and Tesla guys now.
They're up there, but I think they're at the bottom of the bad people spectrum. I think the 3D printing guys, but they're up there. So you're on notice.
Cool to print like a specific little housing for a device that you have in your house that you can't buy anymore. Okay, I got you 100% on that. Printing a white chocolate dinosaur to put in the panna cotta for your kid. I don't. I think you are stretching to justify the cost.
I can only imagine how long that takes to make. Too. It's like, how does it not melt if it's on the platter and stuff? Because it's.
I don't know.
After it's extruded, I don't know.
Hey, do you want a treat in like 6 hours?
Yeah. Waking up at 8 a.m.
While something really loud is going.
Store.
Oh. Okay. All right, Mike. What's the next one?
Well, Jeff, that one got me so hungry. I want to do this one. This one's called Uncle James Sloppyless Bun. I have created bun presses to create a sloppyless bun. Handheld and machine press platelet patented 2020. Sloppy buns. This guy must have saw you your pants down.
You think you saw my pants on the ground?
The problem with buns and sloppy joes and stuff is they're too sloppy. That's what this guy said.
Oh no.
So he made a small, like I forget what it's made out of now. Rubber maybe, but like a thing to press down in a bun to create like a recess inside of the bun.
Hey, my kids will like it.
To put your sloppy joe meat in.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fall all over your lap. But the video is so good.
Okay, let's check this out.
Okay, hi, my name is James Roll. I'm the inventor of the Sloppyless Bun. I'm going to walk you through how to use the bun press that I'm trying to raise
money. Oh, he's got that kind of that cup kind that they have at restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Understand that the glass Coca-Cola cup.
Different kind of sandwiches, but I'm going to use as primary a Sloppy Joe. Now, this is the Sloppy Joe sauce that I used.
Hey, can we turn off the air compressor for the Sloppy Joe
what's
video?
Going on there? Power washing your fucking...
Okay, so I preheated my bun. You got to preheat your bun about 20 seconds in the microwave or what have you. So
I forgot about that press. Part. That's really funny.
There's no
that's
on this.
A lot of work.
It's going to have a handle on it.
So I push it into the center of my bun. I line it up. Press lightly. Give it a little twist. Pull it back out.
Okay.
Now I have a cavity in the bottom half of my bun. 1/2 inch.
That's not very much, but yeah.
Top half of the bun.
Does it go more in the top half?
Again, I press it.
Same amount.
Okay.
Pull it out.
So it's like an inch? Aren't the sloppy... Don't you have more meat in there than that?
Well, that's the point of the fucking Sloppy Joes. Have as much meat as you can in there.
Yeah.
It's sloppy.
I haven't had Sloppy Joes in a while.
All right. Goes in the one side.
They are pretty good.
So silly.
You do what do you do? Do you do manwich?
I haven't had them in a while either. You could probably make them with that impossible meat, huh? You should try it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
So he put a sandwich together. No spill. No mess.
Yeah.
No muss, no fuss. He's taking a bite. Perfect sandwich every time.
Nothing came out of my bun.
Damn, I tell you what, they're gonna have to rename it the damn Joe after
now,
this guy.
Now this is great. He stands up and a cigarette pack is almost falling out of his back pocket. That's pretty
how
funny.
Is it still in there?
I don't know. It's impossible. It's hanging on. But he's making a Sloppy Joe the regular way, and you can just see
how part that's in black and white, right?
Yeah. He's already dropping stuff.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's
Jesus.
A mess.
That is a Sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
What my press does...
You're right, it is. That's why we like it.
...space inside of your hamburger bun. So that you can fill it, eat it without a mess. Now, I have three main other things. You like tuna sandwiches?
Yes. Wow, it works with tuna sandwiches.
I mean, yeah, I guess, why wouldn't it? That wasn't part of it for me.
A whole can of mixed tuna into that sandwich.
Wait, you didn't put...
He put a whole
You didn't make
can.
Salad out of it?
I guess he did.
Okay.
Mayo.
Don't just straight up be eating tuna though.
What was that?
With mayonnaise. Something came out.
It's ham and cheese. Why are you eating that on a bun?
I just wanted to make a lot of sandwiches. A hamburger.
Mustard, lettuce, and cheese.
Oh, that's the worst looking burger I've ever seen. You're supposed to see the meat.
Nothing came out of the sandwich.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of really funky flavors, man, so please bear with me.
Well, don't say that.
This one's a chili sandwich.
Chili sandwich. Now you're just making up sandwiches.
I would argue the same, basically.
This one here is a popcorn sandwich.
Nothing came out.
He's having fun with it, though. You gotta give it up for him.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly on the buns, huh? Well, we don't want to see you puke, James.
I mean, you could just get a different type of bread.
I would, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want as much peanut butter and jelly in there as possible.
Process to put a one-inch cavity inside.
Is that patented, or did he just print that out?
And make it less.
Yeah, I had to just print it out.
It could be done with various.
Is that patents don't look like that, right?
This here is a platelet for a dual press that gets hooked to machines.
Oh, come on.
To have them pre-done in factories.
Yeah.
The patent looks like
patented since 2020.
Wow, it is real. It looks like he graduated from Uncle University. That's what it basically looks like to me. The degree and what's your problem?
Yeah.
So why is this guy's passion? Also, one of the most underrated things about this to me is the title Uncle James.
Uncle James.
Uncle but his James. His name is James, but he thought I'll put the apostrophe in the middle of my name. That's fine. Okay, to start this off, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is James Henry Rowe. I am a 49-year-old proud godfather, that's cool, godfather, uncle, son, and brother. I've always been self-motivated and detail-oriented with very high moral values and work ethics. I came up with the bun press and sloppiless bun due to the consequence of personal experience.
Listen, I mean,
what?
I came up with the bun press and sloppiless bun due to the consequence of personal experience.
I mean, why are you
talking about Shakespeare?
Specifically, one day back in the 1980s, I went to take a bite out of a sloppy Joe, and a quantity of its contents fell out and onto my Jimi Hendrix tie-dye that I had just purchased at a Grateful Dead show, therefore ruining it. For the next 20 years, I created a prototype after prototype to try to put a pocket in a bun to no prevail. In 2015, I perfected the sloppiless press. This concept proved successful. I then filed for a patent, and the patent was approved 6 years later with the U.S. Patent Office after they got done laughing at me. This process, speaking of laughing, has cost me a total of $60,000.
Oh, my God.
As well as many sleepless nights, which has ultimately depleted my personal drive and finances.
It's ruined my life. This has ruined my life.
Trying to cut the legs out from under the sloppy Joe has destroyed me financially.
I had a family before this.
That is unreal. Absolutely unreal.
Ah, so good. It's so good. It's the next evolutionary step to the hamburger bun and sloppy sandwich.
Well, at least you can give this guy a few bucks and get one of these to have for yourself. Let's see here. It says $10 or more to be announced. That is the only pledge level on the project. Yeah. Come on, man. I want to help you out.
Sloppy-less bun.
I mean, it made me hungry for real. I am hungry. I would like to eat something right now. But
yeah.
But I do want to know I'm eating the Sloppy Joe.
What are you going to eat tonight? What's for dinner?
I think I might make... I do have some impossible meat in the fridge. I was thinking about doing egg roll bowls, but you got to chop up so much cabbage.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that. And the cabbage I got is, I mean, it's huge. It's the size of a basketball. I have no idea. Who's making this cabbage? I don't understand why you would produce that. It's too big. So I might bring you half a cabbage.
That's we just had cabbage last night with chicken mole.
Mm.
Bowls. So good.
I'm a bowl
that's
guy.
What's up?
Put my stuff in a bowl. I don't care. I don't need a plate. Plate who? I'm a bowl guy now.
Yeah, I smashed all my plates a long time ago.
Sloppy boys would like that. $32 pledged to $5,000. Five backers.
Sloppy.
Tell me about it. 53 days ago. Sloppy no more. The Uncle James's sloppy-less bun. all right. Let's do this one. This one up next is called The Myriad. This is the electric car company. Seeing that a handful of people control the fossil fuel market, we decided to do something about it. Okay, makes sense so far. Motivation, freedom, and savings. That's two big things right there. I love that. We all know that the fossil fuel market is controlled by a handful of people. That is why everyone is going electric. Is that true? I don't know that the number of people controlling the market has anything to do with...
No, everybody finally got fed up with the fossil fuel industry after about 200 years.
Yeah.
They said enough is enough. Well, now we need to hand the keys to Elon. If they're even our keys, and it's crazy.
Oh, what will this guy think of next? Yeah,
the keyless car. Everyone, I made it.
He came up with this new way to control your car. You have to sit in the car and you have to go, I'm ready to drive my damn car. Let's go. You know, insane.
You know,
how does it work when you get a bunch of DUIs? You have to hop in your car and blow it in the thing. How does that work?
Well, I can tell you exactly how it works. Okay. You have to blow into it, but you can't just blow into it, JF. A lot of people think you just blow into it, but actually you blow into it and you have to hum, because you could actually replicate it if you just blew into it by using an air compressor or something else. So they make you hum into the thing also in order to start your car.
You have to put a perfect C sharp in there. Beautiful.
I used to live with this guy who used to do it, or used to
ask you to do it for him
all the time. No, he never did that, thankfully. He was my boss also, and I lived with him.
Sounds good. You want to try that out again?
It was really great.
Now the Myriad, it says here, we talk about the cost of fuel, gang. The average person drives between 10 and 15,000 miles and spends between $1,300 and $1,900 on gasoline per year. In comparison, the cost of electricity to power Myriad over the same distance is up to four times lower. Over the six-year average length of car ownership, that's between $5,500 and $8,200 in gasoline savings. Now, they actually do show the math here. It does include 10% charging on Tesla's supercharger network, which that may be high for a lot of people. I don't know. Also, $2.85 per gallon for premium gasoline over the next 6 years. I actually think they were conservative there. Seems like that'll probably be more expensive. But they did show the math, and it seems to check out, unlike the other one. Now, what about the car itself? That's the important thing. What am I going to be putting my butt in to scoot around town in the future? Well, it's going to be an SUV with a solar panel roof, as far as I know. That has never been produced to this point. So kind of a big thing to...
Yeah, our first car will be an SUV with a solar panel with two ends roof.
Okay, that's fine. It will have a 2,673-millimeter wheelbase. It will be 4,500 millimeters long, 1,650 millimeters wide, 1,750 tall. So they've already got all of the millimeters figured out, so that's good. We got that out of the way.
Yeah. Be available in two configs, one single motor with rear wheel drive and one dual motor with all-wheel drive. The single-motor version will be equipped with an 85-kilowatt battery pack and the dual-motor with 100-kilowatt battery pack. Never going to happen.
Nope. But all they have to do now, Mike, is merge the software and hardware together. And a little more difficult than you might think. Just that one sentence makes it seem easy. But they also do admit, we don't have a working prototype, so we can't show it to you. We have renders of how we wish the car to look, but we can't share them because of Kickstarter's policy. Maybe we will be able to add them in an update. I don't really know. The main picture of the thing is the car, I think. This is what the car looks supposed to look like. It looks like a shoe. So not a great look on it. But I guess to me, I did think like, well, you know, what's the harm of more electric car manufacturers in the game? What's the harm in that? Because the guy we got now is no good, right? We're done. I don't think we need to.
We basically got the one guy. Apple is maybe the second guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then there's this guy.
And then there's so this guy,
three,
yeah.
The three titans.
Sort of bronze medal here, because I thought, I'm so tired. I mean, we talked about it ad nauseum on here. I'm so sick of Elon Musk. You can't say what should happen to that guy. You can't talk about it. It's no good to say.
They'll haul you off.
They'll haul you off if you can say it.
Dan did it.
But, you know, he's ruining everything pretty bad. And he's also extremely corny, which I think is maybe his worst sin.
He's a loser. At least if you're going to ruin the planet, be like a cool guy, you know?
Right.
So everybody's like, no, Yeah, but he's cool.
I mean, you know? Bezos has short guy disease. Bill Gates,
he's,
I mean,
he's bald too. Bill Gates, what's going on with that guy, you know?
Yeah, he seems like a sex freak.
He used to be the Windows guy, you know? Now he's like the Epstein friend guy.
He's the toilet king as well, so that's not good. and then you got Musk, who's like, I want to start Tits University. Shut up. Can you shut the fuck up?
What is that? I think I missed that. Was it
Texas Institute of Technical something? Whatever the crap. I don't know. He did some post. And then he followed up with a reply to himself, bad form, said the merch would be simply quite epic.
What a fucking loser.
Don't talk like that. I hate you. I hate your guts. And I hate your stupid cars.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting so angry.
We're gonna take Dogecoin for software updates for your car that splashes into pedestrians. What the fuck? I hate this. I hate this so fucking bad. And yeah. I thought, well, at least the Myriad guy will give him some competition. Then you look at this and it says $15 pledge to $4,683,000.
I was just looking at that part of it.
But then you do the conversion. Oh, he wants 3.395069. That's how much money he wants.
Yeah.
So even this fucking, why is it? Why do you have to have this brain to want an electric car? Why can't you just be a regular person who says, oh, I guess they should make them out of like batteries and stuff instead of like gas and junk, huh? Like, why can't you just be that guy? I have a Chrysler van and you can plug it in and it goes 30 miles on a charge. I don't think the guy at the head of Chrysler is doing memes. I don't think he's doing like,
yeah,
all your cars are belong to us. He's not doing that type of stuff. Right? He's just like sitting there, like so signing nasty. Checks.
It's so nasty, dude, to be that way. So disgusting.
I hate it. Well, how much is the car going to cost? No idea. 5,000 British pounds gets you 1 week with these scumbags. Why you would want to spend 1 week with a stranger who designed an electric car? Anybody's guess. Could not tell you. But you could also name their first model. So you can name it like the Myriad Tiger Blood. What do those guys think is funny still?
Yeah.
Some crap.
Some crap.
You'll come up with something cool. Plus, you'll have a special thank you plaque in every first model car. So whatever loser pays $90,000 for this dysfunctional ticking time bomb, we'll get to see
your stupid name in the wreckage.
Awesome.
The burning wreckage next to your child's hair.
They're going to trace the lawsuit back to you because of your joke. This guy's
responsible.
Let's get this guy. Anyways, that's Myriad. Mike, I think you've got one more for me if I'm not mistaken, and it looks dope. It looks dope AF.
It actually is JF. This one's called Microcosmic Wisdom Oracle Cards. Discover how photographs of molecules through the microscope capture elemental wisdom to enrich your life. Now, I know that you love using a microscope. You use one to jack off. But this lady is using one for a different reason. She's using it for tarot.
That is so insulting to me.
Don't interrupt
when
I'm trying to do the...
You think I really masturbate myself with a... I mean, let's get real for a second. Let's be serious.
How would that even work? The microcosmic wisdom cards are the first of their kind as a tool for divination, inspiration, and guidance.
Why are they the first ones to ever do this?
Featuring the mysterious microscope photography of minerals of the body. It brings together the elements of nature, human nature, and astrology. You will love them as beautiful oracle cards, as well as to be able to explore your elemental astrological signature as determined by your birthday. So this has got science in it too.
Jay. That's good. Here's what I'll say about this. The art on it does kind of look cool in that very specific way. Kind of like in the way where you'd walk by and you go, oh, huh, that's cool. And then you don't have to, you know, that's kind of like an interesting abstraction of like color and stuff. Okay. I don't have any other thoughts on it. As far as the astrology stuff goes, I think everybody pretty much has this figured out. But just to be clear, it is fake and you're wasting your time doing it unless you're doing it just for fun, in which case go crazy. I don't care. It's awesome. Yeah. If you just like thinking about it. You just like going like, oh, like, well, today it's like going to be a rainy day and I should be happy because of the rain or whatever. I think you should go wild on that.
It's a fun thought experiment.
That's a neat thing to do. However, I don't know if you've seen this now. They're combining the real belief in astrology with like betting on crypto coins and stuff. I don't know if you've seen that.
Are they seriously?
100%. There are people, there are influencers. There, I mean, I think it's through TikTok or whatever, but I've seen this now. They go on there and they say, because of the way the moon is like floating around in Aquarius or whatever the fuck, I think we should buy poop coin. And then coin spikes and they go, this is because of the Gemini pad, because of a charge in my crystal, whatever.
That's cool. That's the cool thing about crypto, JF. It brings all these grifters under one gigantic roof. And they all have a piece of the pie.
That's nice. Cool. And cheers to Matt Damon as well for the crypto.com commercial. Did you fucking see that?
Oh, my God. I saw that.
What the hell is going on with that?
That is nasty.
Boy,
else was in that? Somebody else was in that, huh?
Oh, was it? I just saw Matt Damon.
It was Matt Damon and somebody else.
Big check. Wrote a big check to Matt Damon on that.
Must have been.
God damn.
And Lynch, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. How about that? I was right to never like any of his movies. I was right. You guys were all wrong.
I liked seeing all the people who were like, well, he's, you know, it's David Lynch, so, you know, it's he can just immediately, whenever like a guy I like gets into it, it's, oh, you know, I mean, what do you want? It's,
I just hope they extend us the same courtesy when we do it. I do think at a certain point, which is maybe now, we are approaching the part where everyone you like that has a little bit of clout will be involved in something like that.
Super nasty.
I mean, every time I fucking log on to Twitter, I got to see Juicy J saying, "You guys got to go buy crypto coin." It's like, man,
I lost my fucking shirt on Acoin, Acon's crypto coin. I lost my, I'm not going back for more. Come on.
But you can't, you're going to have to do the thing where you're just like, well, I know he flew on all the nasty billionaire pedophile planes, but it doesn't change the fact that he's got some pretty good bangers. I mean, he's got some, you're just going to have to get over it. That's just how every one of these guys, every one of these guys is going to get the $100,000 check to say, look at my special refractor on bootycoin.com. And it's just going to happen. So you're just going to
look at this cool spinning GIF that you could possibly win if you donate enough money. And the winner of it gets another GIF and we'll put your name on a website.
That's
also,
I followed on a whim like a long time ago, this old poster company. They made these cool NBA posters, like this very specific style.
Yeah.
And then they just never post on Twitter because it's just like this old poster brand. So who cares? But just in the last like 3 months, they got hooked up with NFTs, and it's like every single day, like boosting this fucking grift over and over again. I'm like, man, I thought this was cool to like be reminded of this old art, and now I gotta deal with this over and over again. Well,
the other day we got an email, huh?
Yeah, we're getting them like every week.
Oh, I clicked on the wrong one. This one was for SEO.
Yeah, that was a shot in the dark.
And I replied, "Suck me off, dirtbag." But there was a crypto one the other day, and I forget what it was, but
yeah, they wanted to
just nasty. They were like, "Oh, we did XYZ for these guys and these guys." I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you did for Kevin Hart or some shit.
Yeah. You are really a lot of those guys are really missing the mark as to what they think we might be interested in, like, oh,
yeah, obviously never listen to the show or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. Big whiff. Big whiff on that. That being said, astrology, very cool stuff overall.
It rocks.
Over 6,000 years of greatness. Keep up the good work over there. This is what this one is. Your inner wisdom connects you to the big picture. You are opening to universal truths. Clarify your vision, share it with others, and trust that your ideas will benefit humankind. When you connect to the universal mind, you have unlimited resources. Felt like a perfect card for today. That was the universal mind card. It looks like a little bit, this is a specific, I guess this is zoomed in on who knows what. Oh, it says it's salt. But it looks like it looks like something, you can get a crystal that looks like this. I forget what it's called. It's like pink and blue and green and and yellow. That's a specific type of, it's like molybdenum or some crap. But it looks great. You know, you wanna hang that up on your wall there, but I wouldn't like listen to it and let it guide your worldview.
I'm going to ask for a raise today because I saw I rock.
Yeah. God damn. Have you seen the thing? I don't know if we talked about this before, but I did see this when it was happening. There's a specific like dark crystal. Jim Henson online too. Just playing. It's a fucking joke. But there's a specific dark crystal that all these teens were getting and they were wearing it, and they were like, "My boyfriend flipped his car."
What was it? It was the reflecting or the viewing scrying mirror or something, wasn't it? Something like that that they were getting.
Mine was a crystal I heard about because it's like a black crystal and it like
I don't know.
It like vibrates in a way that contains negative energy and all this bad stuff, like ghost stories start happening to the people.
Warn people like get that out of your house right now.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah. It's real. This is real.
Don't turn your, are you alone? Don't turn your back on this crystal.
It's like a piece of rat shit from 80,000 years ago. That's so good. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck this crap is about. This is a deck of cards. Who cares? $50?
Yeah.
Come on. Get out of town. Get out of town. You're crazy. You're crazy, man. Oh, they got a coffee mug.
Yeah, that ain't bad, huh?
I guess if you want to look at the real zoomed in. A lot of these look like dicks, huh?
39 backers, 25 days to go.
Anyway. Good. Zodiac. All right. Well, I don't know. How about this last one, Mike? Yeah, I think you're really going to like this. Why don't I just play the... it's short. It's short and sweet. I'm going to play the video first, okay. Give you an idea.
Won't you hold me? Do not scold me. And be my Santa's bitch.
Grab my coffee. Do the laundry. Don't forget to grab my wine.
Okay, I don't know why it ends there.
Does it seriously just end right there?
It seriously ends right there. Yeah, I didn't control that.
That's so stupid.
That's right, gang. This is called Santa's Bitch, single song for the holidays. The whole song idea started from going out with my beautiful and wonderful girls on Black Friday shopping. That's right, the day after Thanksgiving. This year, it's the 26th of the month. Back to last year, though, what a friggin' nightmare. I don't know why you included it. I would just clip that part about what day it is this year. It doesn't matter. The only good part of it was they are there. Very sweet. From the get-go, driving is a beast, everyone is out on the roads, no one is making sense of timing and just cutting in and out of the lanes. We live in Northern Oregon, so hearing a car horn is highly unlikely, not during this day. Honk, 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 honk. I don't know what happens, but the world shifts, and when people wake up, they have one thing on their mind. Let's get to shopping and get it done, not matter what the cost. Is that what the holidays are about? So I wrote, maybe not of this day, but of the whole season, and how people treat their spouse and loved ones and just family around them. Could not make heads or tails of that. Yeah, I don't know what
like, it sounded like Mookie Blackwalker something. This is created by SARS. Gotta change that name. Makes That's me think about the disease.
That is a tough name, yeah. When we took on this huge endeavor, we didn't realize all the pieces that it took to make it happen. Of course, we would appreciate you as a contributor, blah, blah, blah. He says, I just spoke to a dear friend of mine, and he said, you know, I've been a part of a lot of startups, and I love doing it. However, they seem to forget who got them to the place that they are. So this does resonate with me, and I'm going to keep a list of all my contributors, and from now on, we'll somehow showcase them in some way, shape, or form. It's like the old saying, remember your roots. You would be the roots. I would be the tree,
oh, cool.
And my songs, the branches. And all the people that listen would be the leaves.
Ah, that's cool. And the money is rain. And I need a lot of rain.
He's including his grandson in this. Of course, I had to ask his parents if he could be involved after I showed his father and my daughter the song. And I was given explicit instruction that their son was not allowed to say the word in the title. We have held true to this obligation. There is another bad word in the song. However, it is relating to being a punk. You can probably guess the word. And I would just say, I cannot guess the word.
I can't.
Is it punk ass? Is it punk ass?
Maybe.
You put the words punk ass in your song Santa's Bitch and had your grandson sing it? Why?
That's a nice studio, huh?
It is. I don't know. I don't know if this is his or if he rented
time. I don't know if it's his. Maybe he rented a studio to record. I gotta put this on wax.
Yeah. The engineer there in the flat brim listening to somebody's grandchildren sing Santa's Bitch is so funny. $100, sorry, rather $99, gets you a 9-minute Zoom call with the creator and collaborators asking any questions and a wonderful sneak peek at the instrumental side of the song. That's awesome. $4.99 collaboration night, Silver Party edition. We will contact a local karaoke bar of your choosing to set up a night for you and your friends to play the song twice and use your pictures or videos on our website. Plus 20 t-shirts, whatever size you want, black or white, though, only choices, and a karaoke copy of the song.
I think we gotta do that one.
You want to do karaoke night, Santa's bitch? I'm worried. I feel like I don't want to say bitch or ass or punk ass.
Yeah.
You know?
For $1,000, it's collaboration night.
Yeah.
Again, we will contact your local karaoke bar of your choosing. This is the same thing. You will receive 40 signed by SARS t-shirts. These are signed by SARS.
Cool. Can you write SARS on 40 shirts for me? That'd be so good if you did that.
2,500, only available in Oregon and Southern Washington. We will come to your local karaoke bar and perform the song live, all cast and crew. You will receive 50 t-shirts. Stop giving me t-shirts. I don't want them. And signed, and signed if you like, while we are there. Colors to be decided by you. Have an awesome night with SARS and crew. We will take pictures, have a few contests, and just a wonderful time. That does sound nice.
Very, very weird. I guess I'd like to know who Santa's bitch is.
Yeah. Is he calling? He's not calling Santa a bitch. Assuredly. The man is the most selfless worker in the whole world.
It's true. I really respect Santa Claus. Wormling, a super backer, says people are going to have a hard time pledging for a song when there's not a single lyric or piece of audio present. So maybe this was before he got the snippet up there. He says, Sara says, thank you, Wormling, for your post. This is the first time I've done any music. Good sign. Do artists usually post some of the song they are working on? I will do a little research and see how others have presented on Kickstarter. And I will also need to speak with my team. We have a meeting coming up at the end of the week. This will be a great topic. Thank you.
So doesn't know how to make a song. Doesn't know how to
make a Kickstarter.
Make a Kickstarter.
Seems to think
in this guy.
Seems to think that other people would want him to do karaoke for them, which is a curious way of thinking about the whole karaoke problem.
I would like a guy to fly to my town and sing a song I don't know. And bring some people I also don't know.
That could be fun. That could be worth 2 months of rent. Sara says, sounds really good. Do you have any suggestions on how long? Should I just put up the chorus, the instrumentals? How long? 19 seconds? Let me know. Thanks. And it sounds like he actually landed on about 17 seconds is what he came up with. So that's an interesting choice by Sars.
He has another campaign for Knights of the Order Renaissance Festival. Let's keep our Renaissance Festival here in Hillsboro, Oregon. Historical Renaissance Festival held in Hillsboro, Oregon. So, also a very bad shirt on this page.
Starting to get a clearer picture of the kind of guy that this guy is. my passion for music has always been there, but he says he's never made any. Since a young boy to a man, I loved being around anything that was musical, whether a Broadway show or just a movie with actors and actresses singing and dancing. Some of my favorites were Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Oliver. Of course, my taste has matured and widened, but there really isn't
fucking
a genre.
A fucking bop.
I mean, santasbitchsong.com. They have a website. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This site is to promote a new and exciting pop rap song. The word used in it is only to describe the way people get during the holidays due to the hustle and bustle of the season. Okay, so that's good. That clears it up. So we act like Santa's bitch.
Man, the guy, the producer guy in this.
I know. Thing. Really good.
What do you think of this setup, Dan? What do you think of this setup?
Yeah, how do you like that?
He can't see it. He can't see it. You didn't share.
I can't see anything, yeah.
Okay, Dan. Well,
Jesse,
you know what?
Share the fucking screen.
No, we're yelling at. Let's yell at Dan. Dan. Okay.
Dan.
I'm tired of your excuses. What do you think of the studio, Dan? He's got reel to reels over here.
That looks fine.
Yeah.
You need a wider monitor, though. He's doing it on like a.
Yeah, the monitor setup is no good. And
the chair sucks.
Yeah, the chair is bad.
Chair sucks for sure. Wait, hold on. Is he using these travel crates as a table?
That looks like an amplifier below it. Yeah.
And is that then an amp? Top.
But I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I do that.
No, I think it's fucked up.
Yeah, this chair sucks.
Chair sucks.
no, that kid's a dork.
All right,
let's get the kid.
He's only 13. He can't say bitch yet. So
I mean, that's what I looked like when I was 13. So
yeah, you still kind of look like that. So that's Santa's bitch. I'm looking forward to this coming out.
Look forward to hearing it. Yeah,
I guess you would say it's going to drop. $4.99 for a pre-order of the song. A little bit high, I think, just for a single track. But you got to keep in mind this is the Christmas season, so. And this is an original SARS on the track as well, so that's something to keep in mind.
SARS on the track.
Well, somehow, when I clicked on it, it had $588. Now it has even more than that? How is that possible? People are pledging to this. $700 raised of $19.99. Wow. 14 wow. backers 22 days ago. I don't know. It'll probably get made.
We're going to have to revisit this and listen to it.
We're going to have to listen to the whole song. Yeah, set our mind. Hey, if you're listening to this in fucking June of 2024 and we're still doing this fucking thing, remind us to come back and listen to the SARS track. So, Mike, that's it for the six-pack, and it's almost it for the show. We have a little bit more time left for one more segment. It's called That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're gonna wanna call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
Alrighty then, Ace Ventura. Got an email. Well, actually, rather, this is from Mike. This is from the Piscord. The YKS Piscord is popping off. This is where people are getting their messages in to us. This is the way to contact us. Okay, this is the number one way to contact us. You could also cut out the letters from a magazine and paste them onto a blank sheet of paper.
We like that.
We're liking that one a lot. We're liking handing that over to authorities.
I got this cipher in the mail the other day. I'm working on it. I'm in a picture of my house.
Let's see. Our friend Dr. Dump Truck Dave Non-Binary writes, "My dad's in town and we went on a road trip." Well, that sounds fun. I thought, hey, my dad likes Trillbillies and Street Fight. Those are two great shows there. Why not introduce him to the YKS Boys and Doughboys with one ep? Then you motherfuckers start talking about nutting in a dog's mouth as if I haven't disappointed that man enough. Thanks, guys. Undying appreciation. Dr. Dump Truck Dave. That's gonna be a whiff on our part, and I want to make it up to you and all of the listeners.
Uh-huh. Push back on that, JF. That sounds like a solid riff.
One of the better riffs we've ever done, most likely. But I do think it's true. Sometimes we can get a little inappropriate, especially at the top of the show, when people were trying to introduce their disappointed dads to alt comedy, which is what we are here on the show. And I guess I would say, let's try to keep some of the nasty stuff to the very end. So like I already said, nutting in a dog's mouth. So let's think of some other stuff we could say that's nasty. I don't think we were nasty today at all. So hopefully your parents have listened to the episode and they approve of the show and they think this is great that this is what you're doing with your spare time.
Show this one to your mom and dad.
So right now we'll leave a hard cut right here and then we'll talk about something really nasty. Ready? So parents, turn it off. This part is not for you. Okay. And here we go. 3, 2, 1, cut. Boy, we sure do love our parents, don't we, gang? Oh, we love them. Now that they're out of the room,
we can talk about them. Mom, mommy, daddy.
We love you. We can't wait to take care of you when you get even older. It's going to be so much fun. We can hang out again.
Locking my parents in an old folks home as soon as possible.
Bye-bye.
Hey, just want to let you guys know, I think your last episode was probably one of your best, but I realize that I'm not going to have this voicemail played unless I insult you both. So you're both big, dumb piles of shit. Love the show. Bye.
Wow, what a dirtbag. Well, Mike, Mike-tober is over, so I guess that means they're no longer putting great episodes up over at the YKS Premium Patreon page, right? There's no way.
There's no possible way. Wrong.
Yeah, Wait a minute. This just in. This is their full-time job somehow. Holy cow. Okay, looks like they're going to have to be doing this one forever.
Yay. And if you want a piece of the pie, head on over to Patreon. I think it's called patreon.com/...
Your Kickstarter sucks.
Surely they have like a search function. Maybe you don't have to memorize the full URL.
Man. The app is so bad. The website is so bad. Yeah. I mean,
why don't you just Google it? Why don't you just Google YKS Premium
until you find something.
And do your best to give us a few bucks, gang. Don't forget, the Squeeze Louise tier is the exclusive home for YKS video episodes. That's right. You can see all our crazy get-ups. You can see Mike's face when he's clearly disinterested in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And of course, we make our guests go on video as well, and we do not tell them in advance. So you are seeing them as they appear.
Totally caught off guard.
Just like the day they were born.
And we promise we will never pay them for coming on the show. That is a YKS guarantee.
That's right, gang. So if you wanna help us continue our grift, head on over to patreon.com/yourkickstartersucks and give us some grift bucks, please.